Most end-of-year music lists are about best albums or best songs, but we wanted to go a bit deeper than that, a bit more specific. This week, we've been asking our arts and culture staffers to bring us their highly specific superlatives. Today, music, with Marissa LaRusso and Tom Heisinger from NPR Music. Hey, guys.
Hey, nice to be here.
Hi.
All right, so Tom, I want to start with you. Okay. What highly specific music category have you chosen?
Okay, mine is most beautiful and best use of a single breath.
What does that mean?
Well, you're going to find out in just a minute. And the award goes to Cecilia Bartoli. She's an Italian mezzo-soprano opera singer. And listen, you should try this after we get off the air. Hold your breath for 30 seconds. It's tough enough to do that.
Yeah.
But to sing like Cecilia Bartoli does for nearly 30 seconds is just extraordinary. So what you should listen to is how she floats this musical line. It's like the single multicolored ribbon of sound for 28 seconds. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
That is. I'm not someone who listens to a lot of opera. What was it about that moment that for even opera lovers was like next level?
Well, okay, it's the breath control for sure. It's just amazing that she can do that for 28 seconds. But it's the exquisite shaping of the line. It's just amazing. It's like a Bernini sculpture. And we should say what the music is. It's an aria or portion of the aria called La Festa di Meno. Opera singers are really like the triathletes of the vocal world. They've got to project even the barest thread of tone way up to the rafters over an orchestra without a microphone. That's why I love opera.
I mean, what we do for a living, like talking on mic is nothing compared to that.
Yeah, I don't think I could talk for 28 seconds, never mind do the trills and all of those notes. Incredible.
Marissa, what is your best of category?
So my best of category is best guitar solo. And it goes to a song called Not by the band Big Thief. It's not the energy reeling, nor the lines in your face, nor the clouds on the ceiling, nor the clouds in space. It comes from an album called Two Hands. Two Hands came out in October. It's actually Big Thief's second amazing album of 2019. This band is just totally on fire right now. Okay, so let's actually get to the guitar solo.
I love it. What was it about this guitar solo that just struck you?
So I'm not usually the kind of person who like spends all year keeping an ear out for the best guitar solo. I feel like there can often be kind of like a showy maleness to guitar solos that aren't really my speed. But Adrian Lenker, the way that she plays just totally blows me away. And the thing about Knot is that it starts with that really like insistent churning feel. And then about halfway through the song, it kind of cracks open into this huge guitar solo. It's explosive, it's cathartic, it goes on for minutes. And it was just exactly the kind of thing that I wanted to listen to this year.
I can't help but notice when I'm listening to you guys talk about your best picks for this year that there are some parallels, right? Like we're talking about two women at the top of their games.
Well, I just love setting these two like seemingly disparate pieces of music cheek by jowl, with Adrian Lenker's killing that solo with all its grit and steel and grime, and then Cecilia Bartoli with this pillowy, soft, unbroken line of beautiful music. But, you know, they're both really shredding in their own singular ways.
Totally.
And they are, you know, at the very least, they're providing really a moment of awesomeness that can only make you smile. And that's what music does at its best.
I think, too, you know, Adrian Lenker is a technically trained guitarist. She studied at Berklee School of Music. And you can hear that she has that kind of technical guitar ability, but she wants you to feel what she is feeling when she plays that solo. And I think it's the same in the piece of music that you chose, Tom. It's not just this incredible virtuosic skill, but she's really communicating a depth of emotional feeling in her performance.
Exactly.
There's both discipline and emotion.
Yes.
That is Marissa LaRusso and Tom Heisinger of NPR Music. Thanks to both of you for bringing us your highly specific superlatives.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.